This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. فتاة الخير يا أملا تنير مسير دعوتنا
وتقيد مشعل الإيمان كي تنجو بأمتنا وترفع راية. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about Hassan, "Do not be envious of one another. Do not cut ties with one another. Do not hate one another. And do not turn away from one another. O worshippers of Allah, be brothers." Now, there is another type of emotion that human beings feel that is in some ways related to hasad, but it's actually completely different. And it's not a blameworthy feeling. It's not a blameworthy emotion. And that is ghibta. Ghibta. Now, ghibta actually is a positive thing, because what it really means is that you look at somebody, a blessing that somebody has, or you look at the state of somebody, and you regard him with unenvious emulation. In other words, you wish that you had that blessing, okay? You wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you that blessing, a blessing similar to that, but you don't wish for that blessing to be removed from the person who has that blessing. So you see, you don't have any ill will towards the person who you see has got that blessing. However, you do have the desire in your heart to have a blessing similar to that or the same as that. Okay? And that's not a blameworthy emotion, and that's not a disease of the heart. That's called ghibta. Hasad, on the other hand, the essence of it is to desire that the possessor loses the blessing, okay, that the person is envying. Okay, so what are some of the dangers of hasad? What are some of the dangers of hasad? Hasad is almost like a cancer. Okay, it leads to hatred. It leads to a lack of sisterhood. It leads to animosity, it leads to ill feelings, and it actually causes a person to commit lots and lots of sins. Lots and lots of sins. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that hasad, envy, eats away good deeds like fire eats away wood. And he also sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The thing I fear most for my ummah is that there comes to be an abundance of wealth among them, and this leads to them being envious of one another and fighting one another." So this is what the Prophet ﷺ feared for us, that we would become so engrossed in this world that we would start competing with one another and being jealous of one another and envious of one another. The hasad of Iblis towards Adam, look at the huge sin that it caused Iblis to fall into, the sin of arrogance and pride and disobeying Allah, and then enmity towards human beings until the end of time. All of this was caused by hasad. Look at the way Qabil, you know, he couldn't hold himself back, and he killed for the first time on earth due to hasad. Look at the way the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam became so heartless because of hasad and put him down the well. All of these really illustrate to us the dangers of hasad. The real problem with hasad, the essence of the problem with this emotion and this disease of the heart, is that when we are envious of somebody, what we're actually doing is we are doubting the wisdom of Allah, and we're questioning his decision, because who's the one who gave that person that blessing? So whether it's the blessing of beauty, you know, if somebody is more beautiful than you are, or if somebody has more money than you have, or it could be anything, if somebody has more knowledge than you have, somebody seems to be happier than you, somebody seems to have a better family than you. Whatever it is, by having hasad and by indulging in that envy, what a person is ultimately doing is questioning the decision of Allah, because all of those things and everything that person has is ultimately from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, he's the one who chooses, you know, who to favor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the whole world and he chose Makkah as a special place on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the months of the year and he chose Ramadan as a special month. And in Ramadan he chose Laylatul Qadr as a special day. And amongst human beings he chose certain men to be the prophets. And he chose certain people to be the companions of the prophets. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the day is the one who decides these things, right? And so when a person indulges in envy, what they're really doing is questioning Allah. As a poet once said, يَا حَاسِدًا عَلَى نِعْمَتِي أَتَدْرِي عَلَى مَنْ أَسَأْتْ أَسَأْتَ عَلَى اللَّهِ فِي حُكْمِهِ لِأَنَّكَ لَمْ تَرْضَ لِي مَا وَهَبْ. That, oh you who envies the blessing that I have, do you know whom you have wronged? You have wronged Allah for his decision by not being pleased with the gift he has given. So let's look at some of the causes of envy. Okay, what are some of the things that cause envy? And sisters, I don't want you to think, you know, that envy is not something natural. It is something natural. It can happen to anyone at any time. We see it right from childhood, right? You see your children. Sibling rivalry is like one of the most common traits that children have. You know, there are whole books written on the subject of sibling rivalry. And, you know, children who don't resolve their feelings of envy towards their siblings grow up often to have those enmities into their adulthood. So, you know, it's really something that comes easily to human beings. So what are some of the causes of hasad? One of the causes of hasad is when a person dislikes somebody else or has enmity towards somebody, then, you know, if they indulge in those feelings and those thoughts, what happens is that person might start thinking about the blessings that that person has, right? So, you know, a person doesn't get on with somebody or they just feel a certain level of animosity towards someone. And then, because they think about that person so much, they start having negative thoughts. They start thinking about the blessings that that person has and wishing that that person did not have those blessings. Right? So one of the causes is enmity and a hatred. Another cause is pride and arrogance. Okay? When a person sees themselves as being better than other people, right? And they see that that person has a blessing that they don't have. And they think to themselves, well, how come he's got that blessing or she's got that blessing and I haven't? I deserve that blessing more than that person does. Obviously, nobody actually says that. However, that's basically the meaning of the feeling that they're feeling, right? And this is similar to the way in which the Quraysh, the tribe of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the time of the Prophet, they were arrogant and they said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why wasn't this Qur'an, or if only this Qur'an was sent down to a man from one of the two great cities, right? So they were questioning, you know, how could this orphan boy, this man who we used to know as an orphan, okay, grow up to become our leader? We can't accept that. We want some of the chiefs of Quraysh from Mecca and Taif, the two cities, to be our leader. So because of the pride and arrogance that they had, it led them to reject the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and ultimately it would have led to them to the fire of hell. So in other words, they harmed themselves. However, the cause of that hasad was pride and arrogance. Also, low self-esteem can be a cause of hasad. You know, when you have a poverty mindset, when you feel that there's not enough blessings to go round, then what you start thinking is, well, that person has that blessing. And it's as if you think that there are not enough blessings to go around, right? Or it makes you feel inferior to see somebody else have a blessing that you don't have. It makes you feel inferior in some way, right? And this is probably due to some kind of, you know, underlying low self-esteem. You feel that your significance is lessened or compromised when somebody else has something that you don't have. Okay, and so this inferiority, this sense of inferiority, leads a person to desire the blessing that the other person has and wish for it to be removed from that person. Another cause of hasad could be that a person is kind of astonished. You know, they're astonished and amazed that others have something that they don't have. So they didn't expect somebody to have a certain blessing. And when they see it, they're like really, really shocked and surprised. Okay. And this is similar to the feeling that the people of Pharaoh had towards Musa alayhi salam and Harun when they were sent to them. So they said, فَقَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُوا لِبَشَرَيْنِ مِثْلِنَا وَقَوْمُهُمَا لَنَا عَابِدُونَ. Should we believe in two human beings who are just like us, and their tribe or their people are our slaves? So, you know, they're like surprised. How could, in other words, what they're really saying is, why did Allah choose them to be our leaders? Why did Allah choose them to be our prophet? You know, He should have chosen somebody else, astaghfirullah. You know, that's the essence of what they're saying. Another cause of envy is fear of losing one's own goals. You know, the things that one wants to have themselves. Okay, so this usually happens when a number of people are seeking a common goal. So for example, you know, siblings competing with one another for their parents' attention and love, right? Or co-wives competing with one another to win the heart and attention of the husband, right? Or students even, you know, vying with each other to have a higher status in the eyes of the teacher, right? So this kind of rivalry can cause a person to have a sense of envy towards their fellow rivals, or who they see as their rivals. Also, a love of leadership and status can cause hasad, right? A person, for example, is very talented in their field and they're used to being praised a lot and complimented. Now that person would then maybe find it very difficult if somebody else who's younger than them, or somebody else who's new on the, you know, the new kid on the block, is now coming and, you know, is discovering new things or contributing to that field in a way that that person hasn't. So they might feel sad and not like it that other people are praising that person, right? And again, this also comes from a poverty mentality, right? When you have an abundance mentality, when you realize that there's enough praise to go around, there's enough goodness to go around, there are enough blessings to go around, right? Then a person would not feel these emotions, or they would control and keep in check these emotions. Another cause of hasad is just generally having low iman and having, you know, an impure soul. Okay, when a person is unthankful, when a person doesn't recognize the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, right? Wallahi, each and every one of us, there's somebody on this earth who has looked at us at some point and wished they had something that we have, right? But if we're blind to the blessings that we have, and all we see is that people around us have always got better than us, then we can fall into this hasad. Forgetting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with so many things that other people don't have. This is one of the causes of hasad.
سنتنا